I know you'd like to live out on that ranch just like I would. Wouldn't that be nice? If we can buy that, we won't go to old Hawaii. If we can't buy it, though, Honolulu, here we come. Waikiki, golf every day, out plunking that old ball around and doing a little fishing now and then and welcoming all our relatives who want to come out there and be with us for a few months during the cold season. I expect Lou and Ruth will come out and live for 6 months out of the year, and Tom and Elvira will come out and live 6 months, and all my sisters will come out and see us, and your sister, and man, that Honolulu will be a thing, unless we live in Schofield Place, boy. I suggest we buy the Schofield Place, don't you? When I come home this time, I suspect it'll be too cold to go fishing. I suspect there won't be much for us to do but lay around the house and watch television. I suspect there won't be much for us to do but eat and sleep and rest and read and maybe visit a few of our friends. I suppose that's about all we'll do. I don't know, though. You might, after the first day or so, seeing this old boy, you might make up your mind it'd be better if you went back to work. And left him in his habit of being by himself. I'll probably be scroungy and dirty and scaly, and my toenails will be long, and hair will be growing out of my ears and nose, and I'll really be a bushy-looking character. Maybe you can't live with an old guy that's been holed up in a one room and gets out and meets with these people who smell like onions mixed with shit. I hope that don't shock you too much. But these people can really stink, and they stink like garlic and that onion. But it's perspiration from their bodies that is the men that makes them smell like that. They say we smell like milk, so I guess it's in the diet that they eat. However, the people that work with me and the people that go to school and wear non-working clothes, they don't smell like that. In fact, the girls have a little bit of subtle perfume on them, and the guys, I don't know, they use pomade or not. I don't smell them much. They're not too strong on that fufu, but they're pretty clean. You don't see them except the little kids that roll around the dirt who are naked or dirty as can be, but that's part of their growing up here, and they don't put clothes on a kid till he gets to be about 3, I guess. And you can go anywhere you go, you go in these where you see a lot of kids, there's always these. This group runs around nothing on, and people just love them. Everybody picks them up and pats them and carries on with them. And you've got some pictures, I think, of these kids and other little kids taking care of them. But I won't smell like them, honey, I'll assure you. I'll tell you what I will be doing. I'll be freezing to death because I haven't got any winter clothes. The only thing I've got winter is these boots that I've brought out here, and I think I'll wear them back or bring them back with me because I'll have to have something to wade around in the snow with. I've got my summer suit, and I've got a lot of trousers that I'll bring back, I think, because they're too heavy, some that I brought out with me, and or I'll throw them away. They shouldn't be, I shouldn't have to take them back. I guess they're not worth too much. I bought me a black suit the other day, a black pair of pants, and a black shirt. Black is kind of a popular color out here, especially at nighttime. they had them made by some guy up the street, and my God, I never, nothing fit me so lousy. I think I'll just bring it home and let you see it. The crotch is tight, and the shirt is a kind of a loose shirt in front, but it's cut like one of those women with maternity blouses they wear. It hangs down over the front like a carrying a baby around. And I put it on. I've got it made out of some black serge stuff. I thought it was serge, and it's heavy. It's drill. It's almost like dungaree material. It's heavy and hot and not suitable at all. I didn't know what I was doing. I guess I should have paid a little attention to somebody and got some advice, but I just happened to think I wanted one, and now I got it, and I'm stuck with it. I don't know what to do with it. This boss of mine is leaving tomorrow for a 5-week tour in San Bernardino in Arizona on a sales campaign or a recruiting drive for USAID, I guess, like Lou Worman was down in New Orleans. I expect that he expects to be back here in about 5 weeks, and he's been out here a couple of years and a half. So if he does, I guess this is going to be his domain. I just bid him goodbye a while ago and told him we'd see him when he come back. I imagine in the meantime I'll take a little jaunt back home, and let's see, I should be back about the same time he is. But in the meantime, I've got a lot of work to do, and we've got a new senior advisor here taking his place temporarily. We got a couple new men in, foreign service officers who came here for assignment, and they look like the real fine fellas. I know one of them is that I talked to tonight is real. Looks like he'd be a real fine fellow. So we're going to have enough people here to help and get the work out. And I'm sure that we're going to show a lot of improvement in the refugee area anyway. I hope to. If we can get these refugees back where they belong, why, I'll be out of a job. But until then, and until you hear from me again, I just want to tell you that I'm feeling fine tonight, that I've had a real good day, and I'm just kind of tired. I think just in the mood to go up and see a movie tonight. And if I do, it'll be the first one I've seen. I think there's something up there showing, says deadlier than the male or deadlier than the female or something like that. And I think I'll slip up and see my first movie. And I'll take this tape up and mail it. In the meantime, I want to tell you how much I love you. And I sure hope that you can play this over and over and know that you've got a big kiss coming all the time and a big hug right here on your tape. And all you got to do is play it. And Carly's right there whistling and singing and calling old Cindy and saying, honey, I never saw you so thin in that picture. And boy, if you stay that thin, I'll not only toss you up to the ceiling, I'll probably toss you right through the ceiling and have to crawl up in the attic to get you. But that picture sure makes me want to get a hold of you. So be careful now. Don't get too skinny so I can't. There won't be anything when I wrap my arms around you. And I'll be anxious to write to you again tomorrow and the next day. And goodbye.